Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Sam Schutte. I'm the CEO of Unstoppable Software. We're a consulting and technology software development company based in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Boom, right into the point. Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working businesses?
I think the best thing for us is, you know, since we do real transformative change projects for our customers, just coming into a company that's struggling and having a lot of problems, you know, being profitable, being efficient, and doing something that just really changes who they are, what their DNA is, and leaves them just a much more trim and higher performing organization.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
I think, you know, people have more ways to find information and find help and helpers than they ever have before. So you cannot be in one place because you might only pick up the people that are looking in that one spot. So, you know, it's more important than ever before to be omnichannel, to be rich and engaging, you know, video, podcasts, these things. It's not enough to just, you know, it's never been enough for a long time to run an ad in the yellow pages, right? And right. And the same is true for just writing a blog post nowadays. So you got to be everywhere all at once, all at all times.
100% agree. Question number four, what advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
So I think a lot of folks in B2B nowadays are hiring software developers, either employees or contractors and stuff in their team. And the real challenge with developers is that, you know, they're creatives and they're engineers, right? So they're both trying to be artists and scientists at the same time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them don't necessarily have a business mindset. They want to do cool things in the code and they want to be creative and make beautiful solutions. So how do you motivate an artist, you know, that side of them? Because that side of them can be really valuable to you. And so, I mean, some key things are, you know, how do you motivate them are, you know, you gotta give them all the best tools. You gotta give them what they want. You cannot make a, you know, creative software developer work, you know, on an old platform with an old laptop in something that's 5 years old. You know, anything they say they want, you've almost got to give them at their access. And you gotta support their creativity. Don't, you know, drain them by creating all kinds of political red tape for them, because they just do not thrive in that environment at all. And so that's what I try to do, is, you know, basically make the best environment possible so they can be high output and have fun. Because ultimately, like, a developer having fun is typically writing really good product for you.
I love it. And I've never heard that before, of treating software developers like artists, but I totally get it there. It's just basically, it is a different time of art form, because there's, yep, a lot of creativity and critical thinking that goes into doing software code, just like there's a lot of creativity and critical thinking to making music.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, that you would like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
It's a good friend of mine here in Cincinnati named Brian Vielauer, who he actually owns and runs, I don't know how many businesses around Cincinnati, probably 3 or 4 in B2B space, B2C. So he has a big printing operation in sort of the downtown Cincinnati area. And the cool thing about his business, I think, is, like, he has done an amazing job with supporting local community organizations and activities. You know, he sponsors the Cincinnati Reds parade every day or every year and stuff. And, you know, how you run that many businesses, real estate, parts of a brewery, everything else all at once is quite an accomplishment. So I think he'd be an interesting guest.
I will look him up when we're done here. Let's get to question number six. This is the most important question of the podcast, Sam. I need you to focus on this one. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Yeah. So what pops into my head is when I was in Cub Scouts as a kid, and I used to have to go sell stuff door to door, right? So it's right, almost like, you know, you're starting off with the very hardest type of sale. And that taught me a lot, because we were typically selling tickets to some kind of Cub Scouting event that no one actually wanted to go to, right?
Right.
Like, no one was ever going to go to some kind of big, you know, conference for Cub Scouts. So, you know, but you had to kind of find other reasons for them to buy. Like they were supporting your troop, they were, you know, in your group and stuff. And, you know, I don't know, getting my, even dressed in your little scout uniform, like a cute little kid, getting the door slammed in your face and getting chased by dogs and all that stuff, toughened you up, you know? So I think I kind of look back on that. Well, at least I'm not going door to door.
There you go. I love it there. Love it there. So Sam, you now have 3 minutes and 52 seconds left. This is promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would just say briefly, you know, I love working with businesses to help them optimize their operations. I mean, that's really what I focus on, is like an operations consultant combined with software development. And so if anyone out there is looking to build custom software, make their business more profitable, or just have an idea about some software tool they're curious about, happy to speak to them. And you can always reach out and chat.
Perfect. Yeah, 3 minutes and 13 seconds left. Anything else, or do you want to end early? And that's okay.
No, it's fine. That's all I have.
We're done. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
So it's unstoppablesoftware.com.
In the description is magic. There we go. Sam, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. I will talk to you later. Bye.